What's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taren here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Finardi, I believe, and it's about what is a good swim time over the course of 100 meters over the course of a full swim. Before we get into that question, let's thank today's sponsor, Aon Insurance, which has designed a new type of insurance specifically for Canadian triathletes. Now, historically, a lot of triathletes would have bike insurance for stolen bikes, but it was one of the most expensive riders that could be added to your house insurance policy, costing about $10 per $100 of bike value. In this case, you can get up to $20,000 of bike insurance coverage for about $1,000. But in addition to that, which is already a pretty good deal, you have canceled race insurance. So you can get up to $1,000 of your race entry fees covered. If you get sick before race and you have to cancel your trip, you can get up to $10,000 of trip expenses covered. Broken bike insurance, if your bike gets broken in travel going to a race. And while you're traveling, emergency medical insurance is covered, all for that insurance fee that is literally just a fraction of the price of house rider bike insurance alone. So if you're interested in finding out more about this, go to aontriathlete.com. That's aontriathlete.com. And let's get into today's question.
Hey, Taren, this is Funardi from Indonesia. I'm following up on my questions to you from your Instagram account regarding good 100 meter swim time over the course of 2,000 or 3,000 meters in a swimming pool without any pool boys or swimming paddles. Been watching some of your training video and it's very inspiring. And hopefully I can join one of the races in Indonesia later on this year. Thanks for your response and looking forward to some of your input and data. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for your question, Finardi. This is a really tough one for me to answer. Good isn't really a term that I can answer because it's relative. Some people might think that a 110 per 100 meters is extremely good. I'd be in that camp. But if you talk to a very competitive swimmer, they'd think that that's awful. Like, good isn't necessarily something that is a bar that you set and say, all right, this is good and anything beyond this is not good. It'll give you some context to start thinking about sort of how you place yourself in the world of triathlon. The top swimmers, and I'm using half Ironman swim times here, they're swimming around 115 per 100 meters. That's the top 1%. Those are the professionals that are out there in the really elite age groupers. Myself, I am swimming about a 31-minute half Ironman, and that places me around 138 per 100 meters. That places me around the top 5 to 10% of all swimmers out there. However, when you start thinking about, okay, what if I have to answer, what is a good swim time? What I can say is that I think most athletes can get themselves to around a 40-minute or better half Ironman swim time with consistent training, with proper training, and with some dedication to it. That places you around a 206 per 100 meter swim time. Now, what if you are beyond that? Does that mean that you're not a good swimmer? No, you have all the potential in the world to do that. I will reference here the Tower 26 podcast. One of the hosts is a pro triathlete named Jim Lubinsky. And when he did his first race, I think he was swimming 2.5 minutes per 100 meters over the course of a half Ironman. So way, way slower than that 206. Nowadays, he's a professional triathlete and he's in that mid-20s to mid-high 20s kind of time frame. So there's a lot of room for improvement. And if you listen to that Tower 26 podcast, A, there's a lot of really good tips in it that will help you with your swimming. And B, you will hear episode after episode after episode of people going from 51 minutes to 42 minutes, 42 minutes to 38 minutes, 31 minutes to 27 minutes, like all kinds of swimmers from around the world who have been stuck at certain paces are taking up the Tower 26 subscription program that I have just recently become a part of. And this isn't sponsored whatsoever. I have really no financial benefit. I just really believe in what Jerry Rodriguez, the head coach of Tower 26, does. And the proof is in the pudding. There's a lot of things that you can improve with the right swim training. So that gives you a little bit of context for the times. Here is what I believe is more important than any sort of time. And it's a test of, can you swim 400 meters or yards, it doesn't really matter, without taking a break at the wall and without being totally out of breath after that 400 meters. If you can do that, that's a really strong indication that you have the right technique, that you aren't flailing in the water. You're not struggling in the water. You're not fighting your breathing. You aren't sinking in the water. You've got a good foundation of technique. And for that, I created something at triathlonterran.com/swim drill program. The entire intention of the drills in that program is really just to take the difficulty away from swimming and give you a good foundation that you can build from and get to the point that you can be a top 10% sort of swimmer. But until you get to that point that you can swim a 400 meter or 400 yard effort and not feel taxed, not feel out of breath. And this isn't a time trial. This is just going and completing that distance as easily as you need to. If you still can't do that, there are technique issues that you have lingering, and all of those drills will help alleviate all of them. So Finardi, I hope that that gives you some context for where the times would place you amongst the field and how to get into those higher ranking times, because I imagine that's why you're asking. So I hope that that helps. I hope that it helps out other Trainiacs. As always, thank you to our sponsor, TriCover Insurance by Aon. Go check them out at aontriathlete.com if you are in Canada and looking to get solid bike insurance. If you are looking to get your question answered here on the Trainiask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/trainiask. While you're there, if you click top left in the website at free resources, we have over a half a dozen free downloadable supplements to help with your training, such as that swim drill program. Finally, if you're digging these Trainiask podcasts, the best compliment you can give us is a review on iTunes. Thanks, Finardi, and I'll catch everyone in the next episode. We'll be right back.